Kings Radio 93, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today, who's out sick. Joining me in the studio right now is Jennifer Harrison. She's rushing into the studio, but she is here today representing Ready Kids. I get exhausted when I think about your life.
Keeps me grounded, let's put it that way.
Yeah. So Ready Kids, tell me a little bit about that organization.
Yes, so Ready Kids is focused on teaching those little guys, the pre-K kids, how to read. I actually volunteer as a reading pal. So I literally go into a classroom. I have a reading pal. We read 45 minutes every week, play games, learning things like that. So it's focused, the whole program is focused on that, like getting that education and getting that involvement from an adult that they can look up to, that can, you know, help them get those little brains working.
Sure. And what is the age range of the kids usually?
It'd be pre-K, so it'd be like 4 to 5.
Okay.
So literally, right. And there's 8 schools in the county that have pre-K.
And we know that early brain development and reading and what that does for kids.
Yeah. Oh, it makes such a difference. Like, I volunteer on Mondays with my reading pal at Brentwood Elementary, and Monday's the first day through this whole year. We finally got through a whole story, and he was like, oh, he was all excited, and it's such a rewarding experience to give back just that little bit, but it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
And such a difference.
What's your volunteer commitment like for something like that?
For a reading pal, it's literally 45 minutes a week.
Oh.
That's it. And then, like, we'll have the next couple weeks off because school's out. So it's really not a lot of time, but that 45 minutes, just they look forward to you coming. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I see them, especially after a break, they're like, oh, I'm so excited to see my reading pal. Like, it's just, it's like little light bulbs that go up. So they get that one-on-one attention that in a classroom they don't always get because there's multiple kids. They may or may not get it at home. You really just don't know what their home life is like. So if they're not getting that attention, that 45 minutes just, it makes such an impact on that little brain.
Yeah. So, and what kind of stories are you reading at that level?
We read Peppa Pig on Monday.
Okay.
We read a lot of Spider-Man. We do a lot of Bluey, you know, so all the fun stuff. So.
I would imagine that varies based on the boy or the girl, Spider-Man for the boy. And
oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so I know that there's various programs that Ready Kids offer as well. Are you able to talk about those?
Yes. Let me pull it up. Because I focus on the Reading Pal side of it, which we do need volunteers for. So if anybody is willing to do that.
So how do people volunteer for that?
So literally, there's an orientation on, I believe it's January 13th and 15th coming up. It's a couple hours. You learn, you know, what you're doing in the classroom, different things you can and can't do. You get assigned to a reading pal, and it's literally that. They do a background check, and, you know, you're done. And then you get assigned to a school, and whether it's a Monday through Friday, it just depends on what school you're at and what time, and based on your schedule. And you literally read for 45 minutes. That's it.
And I'm seeing on the website here for Reading Pals that every student in the classroom receives a brand new quality book every month of the school and helps them build their home library.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And they're all, you know, approved books. So, and the Title I runs the pre-Ks in the school. So, you know, everything's, you know, approved and all that. So, and, you know, just the little light bulbs. That's my thing. It's like the kids are just, they just need that attention and you're giving it to them. So, and another thing I'm doing right now for the Reading Pals is I've been collecting jackets and games for these little kids. Like, that's where I was running a little bit late. So we were able to go to West Pensacola today and actually go into the classroom at their little party, give them all jackets, give them all games. And the kids are just so excited about, I mean, anything right now, but especially something that's going to keep them warm, something they can engage with their families. And so after January, we'll be giving out the rest of the jackets to the classes at the other schools and games. So we still need donations of that too. But
And looking through the website, I did notice they have like an Amazon wish list as well.
Yeah, and a lot of that's going to go back to the games and books and things that they need for the different, you know, classes and whatever they're doing. So there's always ways to give back. They can always take donations. They can always take donations of things there's always ways to give.
And they can just stop by the Ready Kids office and, and drop those donations off.
Or go to the website. You can click a link and then go sign up to volunteer and for their orientation. And they'll get you set up. And it's a great little group to work with. I mean, and it's doing such meaningful work for those little guys that, you know, don't always get all the attention.
And I see that there's it says thoughtfully crafted discussion prompts related to a story. So is that like a kind of a worksheet that you go through as you're volunteering with the kid, or is it something they take home?
So they give us some different worksheets every week that's, you know, we can prompt them kind of based on what they're doing in their classroom. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you're at the mercy of whatever the kid is willing to do that day. And, you know, we just take it on a day-by-day basis. And, hey, you know, if they're not willing to read that day, it's okay. We play a game. We learn the alphabet. We write our names. We draw. Anything that's going to engage their brain.
So talk to me a little bit about the one-to-one mentorship. I mean, I would imagine that that's pretty important that those kids get one-to-one as opposed to being, you know, reading to a group of kids, for example, would be quite a different experience.
Right. Yeah. So the way we work it is everybody gets assigned, like I go on Mondays and there's about six of us that are there. We all have our little reading pal. We go into a room in the library and we literally are just sitting at a desk with our reading pal and they're getting that one-on-one attention. So whether we're drawing, reading, whatever it is, and they're completely, you know, not in their classroom, they're getting that attention right then and there for 45 minutes. And then every day, like I said, the school that are Ready Kids schools, you know, you pick your day and same thing happens at all the other schools. You have 45 minutes one-on-one. They're not interrupted by other kids, things like that. It's literally just one-on-one time that you can help mold their brains into something that's, you know, exciting and get them excited about reading and playing and things like that. So, we do alphabet almost every time. We write our name every time. So my little guy will either copy it, and he can write it by himself now. So he knows his alphabet, he knows his numbers. So it's exciting to see the little ones that need that attention get it.
Yeah, and they make quite an impact. So the impact number here for the 2024-25 school year, 292 pre-K students received a collective 5,700 mentoring sessions. That's amazing.
Yeah. And we always need more, like especially going into the new year. We get a lot of students from like UWF. So when they transfer out, we have to refill those spots. But we still have several kids that need that 45 minutes. So please sign up to be a mentor. It's a rewarding experience.
All right. Jennifer Harrison is our guest talking about Ready Kids today. And we'll be right back with Pep Talk after this.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barbary, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barbary Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest continues nightly in downtown Pensacola. Catch the Grinch versus Santa scavenger hunt, the Polar Express tour, Charlie Brown, and of course, photos with Santa. Get all the details at visitpensacola.com. Friday night, it's a festive gallery night all along Palafox. This month's theme is Threads of Cheer. Join your friends and family for the music, food, and over 70 art vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about last week's utter debacle at City Council, where a whole bunch of people showed up with bad information and illogical arguments and managed to persuade City Council to not give them exactly what they did want. It was amazing. We also spent an hour town hall taking your text with Mayor D.C. Reeves, talking about the Reimagine Palafox project, the allegations that he's killing trees in the city, dealing with the homeless, and solving Graffiti Bridge. You can listen to it all in the News Radio Pensacola app or at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Seltenreich with Morgan & Morgan, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren and Christy Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Chris Burns with Burns Estate Planning and Wealth Advisors. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Sarah Gatewood with Florida Power & Light, wishing you a Happy Holidays to you and your family from ours.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today. And with me is Jennifer Harrison, talking about Ready Kids in Escambia County. And, you know, I know I said we're going to talk about why it's so important to participate in Ready Kids, but I also have to ask, Grinch hat, Grinch sweatshirt. Is that something that you're reading to the kids this time of year? Or?
So this morning, we, because of the jackets and the games that I was helping to collect, me and the partners that helped me get that money together to buy everything, we're delivering to West Pensacola Elementary. So we were actually in with the students and, making snowmen with them and giving out the jackets and giving out games to them. So they had a fun Christmas experience. So I put on my Grinch outfit. So.
Oh, okay.
And my lights actually blink. Yes, I actually have blinking.
Okay, so now she's all
I'm
lit up.
Lit up, yes. And I didn't have time to change, so here we are.
Yeah. I always enjoy hearing James Earl Jones singing the Mean One, Mr. Grinch song. So.
Yeah.
So, we are talking about Ready Kids Florida and talking about why is it so important to reach students early?
So, there's been tons of research. You know, the brain, the younger you can get kids started on reading, the more their brain's going to, you know, grow, and they're going to want to learn, and they're going to have that drive to learn and read. And I just felt personally it was just important. I mean, I have a 15-year-old who we read all the time as a kid, and I just got lucky that he really liked it, and I was able to do that with him. But a lot of kids aren't. So a lot of kids, depending on their home life or whatever their situation is, they don't get that one-on-one time. So that's where, as a reading pal, I can do that. So I can come in 45 minutes a week, read to my kiddo. We're all assigned a kiddo. And then we spend 45 minutes together where I'm just there for them, for that one kiddo. And my little guy just loves when I come. You know, they all get excited when we go pick them up at the classroom, and they know they're going to be able to play, and no other brothers, sisters are involved, no other students. It's just them. Mm-hmm. And then you read to them, and they get all excited, and they start, you know, it just depends on each kid's a little different. So once you find out what's going to work with them, that's when you start seeing those little light bulbs and getting them excited. Like we were doing a puzzle on Monday, and he got so excited when he got the pieces to fit. So, I mean, it's just little things. You just never know, but it's getting those brains active and getting them working on different things, and you just never know where they're going to go from that. But the more they can do younger, the better they're going to do in school as they get older. Mm-hmm. So,
and I've read that there's studies showing that children with mentors are more confident. They have fewer behavioral problems when they're going through school.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the little things help. And it all adds up to where those kids can, they know somebody's in their corner. They know somebody's helping them out, looking out for them. And, you know, helping them learn along the way.
Mm-hmm. I would guess that there's partners that help make this happen as well. Do you want to talk about some of the partnerships that exist?
Sure. Let me pull up. I know they are involved. I mean, Early Learning Coalition obviously is a partner with them. Let me see. They also partner with multiple businesses. I mean, small businesses can get involved. There's a lot of community partners, a lot of, you know, credit unions and healthcare. And I mean, there's a whole list if you look on their website, because everybody understands the value of education. Mm-hmm. And the more educated you can get the kids younger, the more likely they're going to be able to get a job later in life, give back to their community. But it starts early. Like it starts at those little ages where it gets them excited about all of that. So community partners are very important, whether they're donating money, time, you know, whatever, if they need school supplies and jackets and things like that. It's just, it all adds up and makes makes the community better as a whole and makes a better working force later on. So,
all right. Jennifer Harrison, our guest today, talking about Ready Kids in Escambia County, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. I know that Ready Kids also offers additional programs, family programs, I believe. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, they give families tips on being engaged and being active, give them resources so that they can work with their kiddos at home. You know, because you just never know what their home life is. You never know if their parents grew up with anything like that. So, you know, Ready Kids helps them kind of get those tips and give those ideas of here's what you can do with your kids at home to help them be better in school.
Mm-hmm. So are there like weekly tips that are offered or games that parents can play with kids, things like that?
Yeah, they offer weekly tips so they can sign up and get, you know, emails and different things like that sent home with the kiddos so that they can have that interaction at home with them.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the program is called Ready Rosie, is that right? And people can sign up through the website?
Yep, you can sign up everything through the website and then the Ready Kids staff will get in contact and put you, you know, on the right path to doing good for your kiddos.
And if you're looking for the website, that's going to be readykidsfl.org. Also, I see that there's a partnership with United Way for the Born Learning Trail.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not as familiar with that one, but I know United Way is a huge partner with them. And actually, when you sign up to be a Reading Pal volunteer, you actually sign up through the United Way website as well. So they're a great partner as far as getting connected with people throughout the whole community, which is what United Way does. So,
And talk about the importance, because the summer months, I mean, my wife's a teacher, so I hear this quite a bit about, you know, when students aren't in school, they tend to lose some of that knowledge over the summer. So there's a summer program offered through Ready Kids that can help the kids stay active.
Yeah, so it helped. You can sign up everything through the website and get signed up for that so that when the kids leave school, they are on a path to have things to do over the summer. Let me see.
And again, all that information is available at readykidsfl.org.
Yep.
So. I did see that, and so seeking volunteers is a big part of kind of why you're here today, is helping to reach out to the community to maybe get some additional volunteers to join. So end of October, I guess they put out a big ask for that. You want to talk about that and getting members to step forward?
Yeah, well, and that would fall into the Reading Pals. So sign up on the website, 45 minutes a week with, you know, a dedicated kiddo that you get to learn and mentor. And in January, it only goes through the school year. So you'll have about 15 weeks that you can volunteer, but then we'll do it again the next year and you'll get a new kiddo. So yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. I know there are 8 schools that we have Ready Kids Reading Pals in. We definitely need volunteers at each one. So you can fit into your time and where you're located. So if you're located near a particular school, they can situate you there.
Okay.
And that way it's pretty as convenient as it can be, but you're making such a difference.
Awesome. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Attention job seekers. Career Source Escarosa invites you to the Buffalo Rock Pepsi hiring event for their new state-of-the-art facility in Santa Rosa County. This event offers an opportunity to learn about the company's expansion, explore available positions, and engage with leadership as they build a workforce to support advanced operations in the region. On-site interviews will be available today from 10 till 2 and tomorrow from 4 until 6:30 at their new facility, 4994 Innovation Lane in Milton. Your next career move starts here. Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now, through the end of December, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
This is Trainer Games.
Watch it on Prime Video starting January 8th.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today. Jennifer Harrison joins us in the studio talking about Ready Kids Florida. And as we wrap up the show, we have about 2 minutes left in the show. Let's talk about some of the impact numbers, because, again, reaching these kids early leaves a huge impact in the community. Mm-hmm. So Reading Pals, for example.
Yeah. So impact, I'll do the 24-25 year. Partnered with 8 schools, about 17 classrooms that year. Wow. Supported 292 pre-K students, and that's through the one-on-one mentorship that I do, like I was talking about. The engaged students, it's actually about 5,747 impactful mentoring sessions with all of that volunteering, and about 314 volunteers actually volunteered that year. Which this year, like I said, we need more if you want to volunteer.
Absolutely. ReadyKidsFL.org.
Yeah.
And how about family engagement?
So with family engagement, that year they donated over 6,800 books to local students and throughout community events that they're involved in. Enrolled 551 families in Ready Rosie to support learning at home. Engaged 200 plus participants in Reading Across Pensacola Day. They prepare 126 children and caregivers for the first day of school through Kindergarten Here We Come. And then they reach hundreds more children and families through all the outreach events throughout the entire community.
And one of the things that they do, too, is they also support educators. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, they do break bags that they give out to the classrooms that they can give out to students. 200 plus supplies to teachers worth over $1,000, and then coordinated 180 hours or more of volunteerism throughout the classroom.
All right.
So
sign up, right?
Sign up. I promise it's rewarding. You'll love it.
All right. ReadyKidsFL.org is the website. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.